prospecting in real estate is just essentially Instagram followers. When people call us and say, we'd like you to sell our home, I say, oh, where did you hear about me? Oh, I follow you on Instagram. So I think that being real pays off.
Welcome to the REIQ Property Brief Podcast, proudly brought to you by Queensland's peak body for real estate professionals and powered by realestate.com.au, Australia's number one address in property. I'm your host, Rob Dory. They have science degrees, are the authors of two books, have a large Instagram following, and are licensed real estate agents. Anne Marie and Luke Russell have established a residential property sales model that increases average home prices and reduces time on market. As the owner principals of Brisbane-based Cape Cod Residential, Anne Marie and Luke professionally style homes for free before they put them on the market, with great results for vendors. Their business is boosted by the fact they have won 8 Housing Industry of Australia Property Styling Awards. Welcome, Anne Marie and Luke. Hi, guys.
Hi,
Rob. How are you going?
Let's talk about your history, because you started in science. How do you end up in real estate?
Rob, that's a great question, and obviously quite an obvious one, because we both do have science degrees. We actually met doing a job that involved science. It was way back, you know, almost in the dark ages. Mm.
And so what sort of science are we talking about? What are your qualifications?
So we were both qualified in molecular biology, biochemistry. Anne-Marie went on to...
I moved into nutrition and dietetics and worked in pediatric dietetics. So we're very data-driven, and we approach real estate with a very analytical mind.
I then went on to work in research for a little while at CSIRO, and then ultimately saw the light and discovered I didn't want to be a lab rat. And then ended up working for about 20-odd years in financial services, so before real estate.
You mentioned data-driven. What else have you been able to take from those past careers that you think that you bring to the businesses that you are involved in now?
Well, for me, being a scientist, it's taught me to question everything that I do. So we leave nothing to chance, really. There's no luck. We're very process-driven with our real estate, which I suppose has led us to refining a sales process that minimises variables, ensures predictability, high probability.
Ever since we've begun our business, and so we're pretty much Brisbane's only all-inclusive staging, styling and selling agency. So we've really incorporated almost two businesses into one. We have a large amount of inventory. We've got about $1 million worth of beautiful designer furniture in our warehouse in Mansfield, and we supply that free of charge. And because we do that and we have such a high degree of skin in the game, we needed to ensure right from day one that the process that we run was highly reproducible, was reliable. If it wasn't, effectively, we'd be out of business already, because we'd have, you know, 50 grand of furniture in every home that'd all be languishing, and then we'd be out of business.
And property styling has certainly taken off over the last few years. So for both agents, agencies and consumers, those looking to sell their home, tell us the benefits. I certainly know some of those benefits, but what are some of those benefits to styling your home for sale?
Look, I think the biggest benefit is that you are selling a dream. When you're selling residential real estate, there's a lot of emotion involved. So for me, it's creating that dream, the future lifestyle of the buyers purchasing the home.
And at the end of the day, it's all driven by emotion. Matter of fact, one of the next books that we'll end up probably bringing out is a book that we've already trademarked. It's called Emotion, 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 which is really a play on the whole location, location, location aspect of real estate. And it really is all driven by people's feelings, because they're buying homes for themselves. So this is a little bit different than investment property, which I had a lot to do with in the financial planning years. But when you're dealing with a resi property and people's homes and where they want to live, it's very emotive.
And it's quite interesting, isn't it? I've seen it firsthand as an auctioneer, and also spent quite a bit of time at some of the block homes through a past life of mine. And when they open them up, hearing people walk through. And it's interesting, isn't it? When you stage a home, people don't necessarily look at what the square meterage is of the room. They look at, wow, that's a nice throw. Gee, I really like that piece of artwork.
We have a wonderful example of the emotion side of things with a property that we sold a couple of years ago. A builder came through and he was thinking of putting his very own home on the market. And he came out of the home and he said to us, wow, you guys are good. Normally I would be looking at dings in the skirting boards and looking for watermarks. And he said, I couldn't take my eyes off the bar cart and the cushions. And that's what it's all about. It's about really getting people's emotions going and creating competition and fear of loss, which is another part of our sales process.
I think the other thing is as well is that, you know, people cannot unsee what they've seen. You know, when you have, you know, an empty home and then it's filled, even with beautiful things, even when people know it's filled with either our things or it's been styled and it's been presented for sale, you just can't ignore it. It's literally impossible. And I think the other applies as well, that there are not a lot of people with vision to also see what isn't there. So if you're entering a home that's empty, most people don't have the vision and they need to be shown that. There are very few people, and I'm pleased that I work with one of them, Anne-Marie, you know, arguably the best property stylist in Brisbane.
We're married.
That, of course. but someone who can see the vision when there's nothing there. But if you actually, you know, are trying to encourage people to compete for a home, the last thing you want to have to do is actually get them to try to imagine how great it could be. It's obviously a much better process to start simply with a better product.
It almost sounded like smoke and mirrors there for a moment with the builder, but it's also, as you just said there, people don't have imaginations, do they? I mean, look, I'm lucky. I'm going to give a plug now, so I'm also not in the doghouse. My wife is an interior designer, so therefore she works out what goes in the house and what looks good. When I do have a say, I think that's because she made me believe I had the say. We'll leave that there.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
but it certainly is when you walk into a home that's for sale that may be cluttered or maybe has furnishings or furniture that people don't like, people need to see themselves there. Am I right in saying that you shouldn't have photos of yourself around a house? Is that a true?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing is that the buyer does not want to see how the current owner lives. So the advice that I give to my sellers on day one, before they do anything, is start packing. Pack everything. Pack the contents of your cupboards because the buyers are going to be looking in your cupboards. So remove all signs of life. I know that sounds a little bit harsh. It's a bit of a joke between all of us and our sellers, but you really do need to remove signs of the current owners in the home.
Some other tips that you can share with us? Without giving too much away, obviously.
Look, even before we back up the truck, kitchens and bathrooms sell homes. And whether you like to admit it or not, most of the time the woman is the decision maker with respect to a house purchase. So the first thing they do is, well, I know I'd do it as well, is you go and look and you look for signs of dirt. You look at, you know, how dirty the showers are. You open the oven because that's the real story. So even if a home is beautifully styled, but it's dirty, it just doesn't have the same impact, does it?
No.
So I think remove all signs of life, remove clutter, start packing and make sure your home is impeccably clean.
We're talking to Anne-Marie and Luke Russell of Cape Cod Residential, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Over 1.8 million prospective vendors visit realestate.com.au. Build trust with these consumers and set yourself apart from the competition with authentic reviews from past sellers and buyers. Your reviews will appear across the realestate.com.au experience, including your agent profile, listings and agent search, where prospective sellers go to research, compare and connect with agents in their local area. Reviews will also surface in your agency's My Business page, increasing the visibility of your team's performance in search engines. We've made it easier for you to request reviews, which you can do within the Ignite app. Ignite also helps you reply to reviews and share them with your social networks. Included as part of your realestate.com.au subscription, you can start collecting reviews today. Visit agent.realestate.com.au to find out more.
New Queensland smoke alarm legislation is only months away. From 2022, all rental properties must meet strict compliance requirements, which includes the installation of interconnected smoke alarms in every bedroom. Queensland properties being sold must meet these same rules prior to sale. Be aware of your obligations under the law and ensure you meet compliance. Smoke Alarm Solutions are the REIQ's preferred provider. For more information, visit smokealarmsolutions.com.au today. You have released two other books. Tell us about those.
The two books that we wrote over the last couple of years, the first one was called Price Truths, and the second was called Negotiation Truths. And they were both designed to empower sellers to be in the position where the seller could identify a good deal when they saw it. That's the one of the primary reasons that a lot of our properties sell so quickly is because the seller knows it's a great deal.
The focus of the books is empowering sellers and ensuring that they go into a sales campaign fully aware of what they're dealing with a knowledge base, so that they can make confident decisions when the offers are brought to them.
So we tell sellers how to work out the fair market value, because that's where everything starts. You've got to know where you're starting if you're going to know if you've done better than the fair market value. So the second book is called Negotiation Truths, and that's simply how to beat the fair market value.
Negotiation Truths is essentially all our secrets.
Yes. We might be pulling that off the market quite soon.
Now, you've come a long way. You've put out these books, Successful Business. Advice for maybe, look, we have a lot of career agents these days, but also it's quite a revolving door of agents as well. New people coming in, like yourselves, from different backgrounds. What advice would you give to someone that is looking at entering the real estate market?
You've got to have a point of difference. That's the first thing, but it cannot be a point of difference where you go, we use red pens and they use blue pens. Look how special we are. It's got to be something of genuine value. And by value, we're talking about costs versus benefits. Value lives right in between the cost and benefit, zones. It can't just all be about cutting costs, because like, where do you stop? Down at zero? You've really got to look at the fact that if you want value, you've got to be a low cost, high impact. So you have to say, well, how do I be high impact? So one of the ways in which, people can do that is by integrating other services into whatever business model they have in order to give people more than what they're just paying for. So what we did was we knew that presentation or staging and styling was arguably one of the most impactful things that you can do in the whole real estate process. It's probably the thing that can impact the price the most for the smallest amount of money. Like if you just, I'm just interrupting my wife again. If you save somebody $3,000 in marketing, you've given them $3,000 worth of value, but you can arguably save somebody all the staging costs, which we do in terms of hire. We don't do it, we don't charge for that because it's our premise. And that could give a seller another $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. So the uplift is far greater. So that was our model in terms of adding value. But other people can do different things in terms of like the way that they want to blend things together, because sellers expect more these days than just opening a door and closing a door.
We'll wrap it up. But before we go, social media, Instagram, Facebook, you have quite a bit of a following on there. I personally am not very good at that sort of thing, so please inform me and everyone else how you can gain a larger following.
I think the most important thing is that you've got to show people that you're real and it's not all, smoke and mirrors, as you mentioned before. I think I was very fortunate. I was in the blogging space for a good 10 years before Instagram came on the scene. So I shared and bared my soul through my blog. People got to know me. And I just transitioned from blogging to Instagram, keeping in mind that Instagram's very visual, still made sure that I bared my soul, had the occasional real estate rant, shared my family, shared our workday, how hard we work, my passions, before and afters, pretty things. We've got a very big following on my real estate account of our youngest son, who is an elite gymnast. We even had a hashtag created for him. Honestly, if he got to the Olympics, we would have been able to fill a jumbo jet with his fans from my Instagram account. All our followers are also local. So we're very proud to say that our prospecting in real estate is just essentially Instagram followers. When people call us and say, we'd like you to sell our home, I say, oh, where did you hear about me? Oh, I follow you on Instagram. So I think that being real pays off.
Anne-Marie and Luke, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us. Before you go, though, for those that are not already following you on Instagram and Facebook, give us the addresses. Where do they go?
First of all, we've got at Cape Cod Residential. And then we've got at Cape Cod Residential Styling, which is just purely the detail in my styling. And we've also got Cape, full stop, Cod, full stop, Home, which is where I sell off some of my staging furniture in milliseconds. When I list a piece, it generally, we do the countdown, don't we?
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, sold. And the lovely house that we built can be found at the next house that AM built.
If anyone who wants the resources that we have, we're very happy to share, and they can be found either on our website or on one of our specific websites, stagingstylingandselling.com.au.
Lovely stuff. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the REIQ Property Brief, proudly brought to you by Queensland's peak body for real estate professionals and powered by realestate.com.au, Australia's number one addressing property.